Verbal violence, killing silence, destroy their science. Even engulfing the shadow of death, remain defiant. Slice their facts, the math don't add. Believe without knowledge of self, with no path so sad. That's why I drop hotly gas on their ass and laugh. Fast forward onto the next mind, lost in the blast. Zap, gun claps, bring me back to reality. We're going to grab a bag of Skittles, could be a fatality. Acid drips from my lips, kill your pest mentality. The antichrist of this life, your fairy tales don't challenge me. Spit daggers at you bastards, my spatic is fantastic. Off the beats, herbal magic, take a puff in hell and pass it. Kick it, spit it, spaz flows. My spatic is erratic when I slit the beast's throat. Terroristic techniques, the drums exposed. My mind frozen, the melodic strings composed. Oh.
What up, bro? Feels like I'm rolling dice with the devil, smoking on temptation. Take a sip of that sin, taste it, we impatient. The lead changes, best friends become strangers. People giving up and just giving in to the anguish. Sipping on depression, gotta learn my lesson. Will I make it out this slump and am I stuck in this recession? At times I feel greedy when I up and ask these questions. I feel the pain from my struggle, yet the healing from my blessings. Contradictions, what's the sense of living when living your life and living it right ain't the same feeling? So we remain villains, stuck in that same situation, hating life, wishing that things was different. And I parlay with haters that fantasize about killing me. Really, my enemies be feeding off my negativity. The longevity of my sorrow is what's killing me. It's hard to write with no light, but y'all ain't feeling me.
Yo, Twin.
What up?
They said I wasn't doing it, Twin. They said I wasn't gonna make it happen, Twin. They said I was just talking, Twin. They said I wasn't gonna have my own radio show, Twin. They said I wasn't gonna do it. But guess what they listening to? This your host, Kia Marshall. This segment is Locks Talk Radio. My co-host, Ashley, said fuck me, so she will not be joining us today. But I do have my two brothers. They are twins. Twin, introduce yourself.
This Twin.
Twin, introduce yourself.
This will be Twin.
Okay, then. So we got both the twins, man. We from a small town called Loxley in Alabama. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to just touch on Loxley real quick, man. Like, why we call the show Locks Talk Radio? Because Loxley, we got, like, our own slang. You know what I'm talking about? We got our own little piece of slang, and it's called that Locks Talk. So that's where this came from, man. We talk about everything from Scotty Body Built Ass Bitches to what we're going to get into today. We're going to talk about, you got Superman versus Batman coming up. I got Batman. Who y'all got?
I got Superman.
Why Batman?
Batman is a human. He's not gonna be the superhero.
But Batman is a billionaire. Batman can buy kryptonite and fuck Superman
dude
up.
Dude is just a fucking mere human, bro.
But like, he can buy kryptonite though.
No, fuck that though.
I feel so like, you don't think,
Superman
bro? I can whoop Superman if I buy some kryptonite. I'll slapbox Superman right now if I had some kryptonite. I swear to God, I will. He has no hands.
No, bro.
He don't even know karate.
He always get out of that shit though.
Because he got superpower. But if you hit him with the kryptonite first, he's Scotty Body.
James here, so he tell you, shut up.
Man, look, Superman will be Scotty Body hit by that kryptonite.
No.
What Scotty Body? Okay.
What Scotty Body is.
Scotty Body.
Yeah,
Scotty Body.
We've been using this term. I didn't even know what Scotty Body meant, man.
Scotty Body is a Loxley term. It means damn near anything negative.
But the real definition now, y'all write this down, but it means Scotty goddamn body. You feel me? So you just say Scotty body. Anybody ask what definition means, just say Scotty goddamn body.
All right, so for example, you know what I'm talking about? Say somebody get gunned down, you feel that dead body, like, oh, he's Scotty body.
Cause it's all went for
you
it
feel me? Or somebody get too drunk, they can't control their liquor, they walk around stumped, they fall down. Oh, he's Scotty body. If your buzz is stank, you know you Scotty body.
Don't come around with that
Scotty body.
You got that bearded clam, man.
Oh, okay. He wanted to talk about
that. That's slang for some hairy and often fishy pussy.
That's the exact definition.
That's the exact definition. Yep,
it says it on Urban Dictionary. So if ladies, if someone ever accuses you of having a bearded clam, it's that's not okay. Okay.
It's a bear trap.
A bear trap? What?
Fucking bucket seat.
The he's Bermuda a, Triangle? Is that a, what they calling it?
He is a calm dumpster.
Okay, wow. Okay, moving on.
You a crawl space. Why is a pussy a crawl space? Explain this shit to me.
That's the real definition. That's crazy.
Paleo fish.
Okay. All right, that's crazy. So, look, man, let me talk about something important real quick, man. I want to know, okay, what are y'all doing if Trump wins, cuz? Twin, what you doing if Trump, gets elected?
I'm going to Canada. I ain't got my passport, but I'm going to
sneak into Canada.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting my body. I don't think they're going to let me get my passport.
Bro, you 6 foot six, bro. You ain't sneaking into no damn Canada. You don't even look like a motherfucker could be in Canada.
I'm going over there with Drake, bro. I know Drake going to go back. Bro.
Drake going, okay, for sure. Drake what you doing, Cal?
I'm going back to Europe, bro.
I don't personally know Drake. I don't back to Europe.
I know they bombing over there, but I feel like it's going to be
didn't
a little safer.
ISIS just tear some shit up over there?
I feel like it's going to be safer, though.
You feel like it's going to be safer than America?
It's going to be safer than Trump?
That's some bullshit. Okay, what am I doing if Trump gets elected? Okay. First of all, I'm doing some Batman training. I'm becoming an assassin, bro. I'm having to take Trump out.
He's still on Batman, bro. Batman not going to win, bro. Let's
okay, he can beat Trump, though.
Yeah.
He'll whoop Donald Trump.
Trump got billions of dollars, too, though. He'll just hire a Trump, bunch of Batman.
But Trump ain't no ninja. But Trump ain't no ninja. No, I'm just playing, man. If Trump wins, man, look, man, y'all talking about y'all leaving. Y'all look, bro, I ain't leaving, bro. I'm not leaving, man.
Good old locks.
I'm white. Like, I'm going to be straight either way it goes.
We okay, good old locks, man. I can't nobody fuck with us in here. We just going to lock this bitch down.
I feel like we're going to get out.
Yeah, I feel like that's not the move, bro. Nah, bro. We need to stay low-key as possible. We don't need to invite the drama. Nah, we don't.
Oh,
man.
He got a whole army. He just... Spence, bro. He's just gonna say.
Okay, bro. All right. So, man, I wanna take some calls right now. If we have anybody calling in, I wanna take some calls. Let us know what you doing if Trump wins. If Trump gets elected, what's your plan of action? If we have any callers calling in at this time,
I said going once, going twice,
Don't nobody want to talk about what they doing if Trump wins, but I don't blame him, man, because he might be listening, and it's like. If he hear that shit and he get elected, he might just come find you. Like, nah, you got to go to Europe like you said you was going to do.
Yeah.
Or you going to have to go do you, Scotty.
I'm going
body.
To Canada, man.
Casey, what like, you doing if Trump get elected?
First class ticket to Canada. Free healthcare.
See? Free healthcare, Canada. About. Okay.
And education.
And college.
College is free.
Oh, that's some real shit.
And college. You
they know play me. Basketball in Canada.
They play basketball.
They got this
well, start off learning French.
You, feel, okay. You know, I strategize everything I do, kid. Everything for a reason.
Hey, that's some real shit. I'm not even mad at you.
What's our next topic, man?
Next topic, man. We gonna get into your perfect idea of a significant other in a relationship. Like, what's your perfect guy? Say, twin. What's your perfect idea? The perfect woman.
I feel like every time we get bored, lonely, you feel me? Sick, shit. Need it.
You, okay. Okay, you letting them know a lot about you right now, yeah. Right?
But I want them to be real with me, too.
You want a
you
real feel. Freak.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, okay.
I want her to be a lady in the streets, though. You
a lady in the streets.
But in the streets, boy, I'm talking about.
Nasty bastard.
Nasty motherfucker.
Okay.
I'm talking about. I don't even want to tell you to do nothing. You ought to just be like.
You better just like me enough.
You feel me?
I ain't got to ask for it. That's some real shit. I ain't mad at you, twin. That's real.
Don't play me with that friend zone shit.
Oh. Why you tapping me on so, his friends?
So what's your, ain't funny. What's your perfect
woman? Well, we're going to ask Calvin first, man. Calvin, what's your idea of a perfect woman?
I mean, gotta be bad. Like, She got to be perfect.
Okay, so you shallow. That's what you're saying. Okay. All right, man, we got a call from Sean. Sean calling in. What's up, Sean? Talk to me.
Man, actually, my name is Bartholomew Thelonious.
Ezekiel Lazarus III. My dog.
You already know, and I'm calling live and direct from Planet Earth.
Planet Earth. Okay, then. Oh, shit.
Nice place to be.
Yeah. And so, you guys want to know what's going to happen if Trump wins, huh?
Man, I would love to know what would happen if Trump wins.
Well, Mr. Kid Marshall, I'm going to have to kill you first. Just to let everybody know how real I am. I'm going to have to kill you first just to let everybody know that I'm not playing.
Nah, no. Everything this dude finna tell y'all, man, this shit is legit how he feels, man. Like, just peep game, man. Go ahead.
I'm gonna have to kill you first so that everyone knows how it works. This Negro's not playing. He killed his own son. So
my OG finna kill you, man.
And
Trump know he's not fucking around.
And I'm with you on the Batman thing, man. We got to go ninjas, man. Twins, we can't run, baby.
We can't run, baby. Go martial law, we gotta kill Donald Trump.
Time to go. The mosquitoes is gonna be biting, man. We got to going, baby. We gonna have to get it in, man. We gonna have to get it in, man. It's gonna be all out nonsense going on, man. No running.
We squabbing it out,
man. I got guns, I got grenades, baby.
Alright, well, Bartholomew
and Ezekiel, you feel me? You just call me when it's over, bro. Call me when it's over. I'll come back.
Look, man, hey, look, man, we gotta stick together, man. It's important, dog. We gotta stick together, man, like that hairy clam y'all talking about, man. We got to stick together like that hairy clam, dog.
We gonna stick.
that what do y'all call it? Scotty body, hairy clam. We gotta do that. We gotta do that.
You don't want to be Scotty.
But hey,
nah, you ain't trying to get Scotty body.
Hey, look, man.
You don't want to get with that hairy clam.
With that beard. It was bearded clam. But hey, Sean, man, look, Bartholomew, dog, Big Bart, the OG, since we got you, I know this is going to be good, bro. I want to hear your idea of what a perfect woman is. You with me, Bartholomew? Do we still got him? Do we lose him?
Bartholomew? Not sure what's going on.
Yo, Bartholomew, yeah. Ezekiel Lazarus the third. Can you hear me? Okay. I don't know what he got going, man. I can't. Okay, look. All right, we're going to have to do the first one. Don, get him out of here, man. Don, get him out of here. You want to call the show and you want to just not say nothing? Don, get him out of here. Now, Sean, if you listening, call back. Sorry for hanging up on you. Can I tell you that I'm sorry, son? All right, so we gonna wait on Sean to call back.
So while we waiting, kid, what is your example of a perfect woman?
Well, we didn't really get past Calvin's. Calvin's was just fine. That's your only requirement.
I mean,
of the perfect lady, she's got to be fine.
Good personality.
You don't care.
All that money.
All that.
So
split on the dick. None of that.
All
she's
that.
Got to look good.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. And that's, you know, hey, I respect that, but
everything that the average man wants, you feel me?
Y'all want them Instagram models for you feel me? I feel like
I don't want no Instagram.
Y'all set y'all standards too high, man. Like me, I know what I'm capable of doing. Like if a girl that's too fine, it shows interest in me. I'm suspicious off real. Somebody sent you. You feel me? Like you trying to set me up. And I'm not with that. Not even catfish. They trying to set me up. Man, if you too fine and you want to talk, why? You want to talk to me? I'm white. I don't have good credit. I'm going bald. You feel me? Like I bring nothing to the table. I bring nothing. And you this fine. You feel me? Look, man, I ain't got no job. my girl left me. All I got going, I started a radio show with my brothers. That's all I got going. And you want to talk to me for what? I don't trust you. But no, a perfect woman for me.
Unless you got to have good feet.
Why you do that? You talking about good feet? I just look, man, I don't got no, look, bro. Okay, let's say this. All right, it's not like I'm trying to suck on toes and that, but I just don't like hideous looking feet. If your feet look like some oak tree roots, you feel me? I don't want it. Like, no, bro, I'm not with that.
It's a
turn off.
This is his scientific theory. You feel me? If your feet ugly, then your pussy ugly.
No, I didn't say all that, but I said if your feet ugly, you probably going to hell. I think I just said that one time. Because your feet are like a gateway to your soul or some shit like that. Didn't it say something like that? Isn't it something like that? Oh. Your feet are like the pathway. Isn't it like you can tell what kind of person they are by looking at their feet or some shit like that?
Oh, and I'm a goddamn devil.
The goddamn devil.
My damn feet, Scotty, goddamn body.
If your feet look Scotty body, that's about it. You can have everything else going for you, but if your feet are Scotty body, I don't know. I can't do it, bro. I don't ask for much.
I feel like I don't even
so
look at
they
their
got
feet,
finger toes.
So it's like,
What are you gonna do about that? They got finger toes.
The finger toes?
Yeah.
Like,
what if they got like an extra toe?
So six toes on one foot. Bro, y'all did not hear me? Y'all hear me? No. If your feet are Scotty body, I'll put on one of y'all.
Like all six of them are pretty. And she got painted and all that.
All six of them are pretty. Yeah. She got. You can have pretty feet if you got six toes.
So it's not. Well, she just got 11 though. Like not even a four.
Just five on one and six on the other. I feel like she should go get that little extra one removed and then come holler at the kid.
Her balance would be out.
Her equilibrium, yeah, she'll be goofy than a motherfucker for a little bit, but she gonna adapt and she'll be straight.
You don't need your pinkies though.
You don't need your pinky toe?
No.
Why is it there?
I don't know.
How come you can do all your toes to be straight, but you lose your big toe, you can't balance?
Why are we talking about toes? I'm trying to get y'all my perfect. Why are we talking about this? Bro, nah, man, fuck
show
that.
Show interest
this
in your fetish.
Look, this is my
trying to show interest in your fetish.
It's not a fetish. I just don't like ugly feet. Y'all not gonna flip this on me. Okay. Caller, go ahead. Patch him through. Hello, thank you for calling Locks Talk Radio. Who is this? Can you hear me? Oh, Don, did they get patched through, Don? I don't hear him. I don't know why they not talking. You said it's Candy? All right, Don, get them out of here, Don. Get them out of here, Don. I'm tired of people calling in and not saying nothing. Get them out of here, Don. Goodness. Now, what was
back
I saying?
Back to
my perfect lady. I feel like I'm never going to get to tell y'all what my perfect woman. All right, my perfect woman. Let me, all right. I like my women, you know, that brown skin. You know, the boy like that chocolate.
Yeah.
Can't help myself. Of course, mildly attractive feet. That's a, you know, it's a plus. I like women, you know, I like that athletic look because I'm an athlete still. You know what I'm talking about? Just because I ain't on the team right now don't mean I still don't hoop collegiately. I just in between schools right now. That's all that is. So I like that athletic body, you know, a girl that works out to keep things tight. You did not just look up why we have a pinky toe. I'm talking about perfect women. Stop putting this information in my face, Calvin. I don't care about why we have pinky toes, Calvin. You the one with the foot fetish. Damn it.
Your ass got a foot fetish, man.
And look, I'm describing my perfect lady, man.
Kids suck toes.
Kids do not suck toes. Bro, okay. I see what
women like. Women like kids.
Okay, we just got the word. Just got the word from Doug. Okay.
Women like that. Kid, they like you.
I mean,
y'all
I'm sure
y'all call in and tell kids y'all like when the guy sucky toes. I don't suck toes personally.
I mean, I don't suck toes, bro. We not gonna have people call in talking about getting their toes sucked, bro. It's not that kind of talk show, bro. And stop trying to make it that. Now, okay, who we just got a missed call? Frank hung up. Frank, man, call back. Okay, Sean, we got Sean back.
Yeah, man, y'all toe sucking and all kind of stuff going on up there.
Hey,
man.
Bro.
Hey, bro.
Look, that's not what's going on, man.
I mean, come on now. It's a little TMI now. Let's stay focused.
All right, that's what I'm trying to tell them. Let's stay focused. All right, so, Sean, I need to ask you, man, what is your idea of a perfect woman?
Boy, that shit don't exist. But
okay.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you like this, man. If our mamas is crazy, so if our mama's crazy, you can forget about it, dog. Everybody's mama is crazy, man. So you can forget about a perfect woman, dog. Your mama nuts, anything that bleeds for 7 days and don't die, come on now. You already know it's crazy. You already know, boy, without, you don't even got to question, dog. Like, because, you know, look, bro, if we bleed for 15 minutes, man, hey, you got to take us to the ER, baby. So a perfect woman, nah, man, a perfect woman, dude, okay, a perfect woman. Boobs, ass, and vagina, and some lips. That'll do it. I don't need that. And you know what?
See, man, you on the same page, man. It's the other twin.
That's great. All right, we got some more callers. All right, we're going to put Sean on hold, man. We got Candy and Shakir on line three. Hello, Candy and Shakir.
Hey, y'all.
Thank you for calling Lost Talk Radio.
What up? What's wrong with sucking toes, y'all?
Okay. All right.
I don't want to suck no toes, man.
I like my, if I suck my man dick, I need my toes sucked on.
Okay.
No. All right.
This is where we got going. All right. See what y'all want to do on my show. When y'all want to call, talk about sucking dick and getting your toes. All right. Y'all want to play this game? Let's play this game.
So secure. I mean,
no.
Candy. Okay. We're going to wait for that. We're going to wait for that one. Tiffany, we're going to get to you in a minute, baby. We're going to get to you in a minute. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this right quick. So which one was that? Was that Candy or Shakir?
No, Candy.
And this one, you made the comment about if you sucking your man up, you need your toes up.
No.
Okay, why did you feel so? First of all, I'm judging by your voice. You can't have pretty feet. You can't. You just damn can't.
My feet look very nice, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Well. All right. Well, Candy, thank you for sharing. Thank you for calling in. We're gonna get back to you later. Doug, get him out of here. I said, Doug, my bad, Don. Don, get him out of here. All right. So we're gonna bring Tiffany on. Tiffany on line two. You called in.
Hi, kid. I just want to let you know that I'm really enjoying your show, and congratulations. But I think you already know who the perfect woman for you would be. That would be me.
Ooh, we've been holding that, kid. Okay. She got pretty feet.
She got very pretty feet.
Well, Tiffin, I would like to see your feet one day.
This don't get weird, bro. Why y'all got to make everything weird, bro? Okay, well, since you know my perfect woman would be you, what is your perfect man? Describe him.
I think you described him earlier. White, bald head, athletic.
Ooh. How she flipped that though.
Okay. So Tiffany got game.
Okay. Tiffany is not a rookie to this, man.
So Tiffany, another question. What would you do if Donald Trump won?
If Donald Trump won, I would probably do the same thing you all would do, move to Canada.
Everybody, y'all follow me.
I'm not following y'all. I don't even want to be on the same continent with this man.
So you would leave to Canada, Tiffany. Hello, Tiffany. You still up?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you would leave to Canada. Okay, now. Okay, I don't blame you. Me, I'm training to be an assassin. I'm going Batman on Trump. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking one for the team. I'm going to be a martyr.
Kid, I've known you for years, and I respect you, but you're wrong. Superman's got this. You just need to let it go.
Thank you. What I'm talking about.
Wait, you said I'm wrong? Superman's going what?
3-2. We 3-2 on this Superman-Batman thing.
What'd you say,
Tim?
You're going to lose. I said, realistically, you're going to lose. It makes no sense. You're talking about a man who can buy everything. He has weaknesses. Superman doesn't.
Superman weakness is kryptonite.
Where you gonna find kryptonite?
You got it, bro. It's but kid. All due respect, you gotta get kryptonite.
On the black market.
It's Batman. If he can buy a tank, he can buy a kryptonite.
Well, he has. Yeah. Where do you buy kryptonite from?
I mean, I personally don't have a guy, but I'm sure they're around. Those got them dime bags of that kryptonite.
Well, when you find it, that's probably when Batman will win. But up until then, dear, Superman's got this. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so glad you called in, Tiffany. One more question for you, Tiffany. This is, you know,
yes,
what?
Sir.
We gonna play. But, we gonna play a little music real quick, and then we gonna come back with this next segment.
Okay.
Just you can hang up and call back. This okay, is my boy Rod Craig, Superwoman, off his new mixtape Lover's Lane. Y'all check it out.
I'm just a simple man in love with a superwoman. I don't deserve her.
Everybody, welcome back to Locks Talk Radio again. That was my boy, my dog, Rod Craig. And that was the song Superwoman off of his new mixtape that just came out, Lover's Lane. Check him out on iTunes, Spotify. My dude is the real deal. Okay, so we're back. We just got done. Do we still have a hold of anybody? Do we still have a hold of anybody? Can we punch in? If not, we just gonna keep it rolling. You know how we do. All right, then let's keep this thing jumping, man. So we got our ideas of the perfect woman, man. We didn't really get any submissions for what women think the perfect man is, but you know that's all good. And look, K Sizzle, you want to tell everybody what your definition of a perfect man is? A special someone in your life?
Supportive.
Supportive. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
So that's okay. Look.
Financially, mentally, and emotionally.
You might as well get you a lesbian, because you ain't finna find that in no man. As you ain't finna get no man to do all that. I'm sorry, you gotta pick one out of three at the most. Motherfucker got some money, he'll support you financially, but you will not have a name around him. You'll just be, hey, I'm hungry. Oh, I ain't shit. I'm just playing, man. You know we just joke. But, you know, hey, that's good, though, for real. Supportive. That's it. You know, hey, all the supportive gentlemen on the line, if any one of y'all meet K-Sizzle's criteria, I'll give you time to call in. and you got to have a beard. Okay. So you look, if you got a beard and you support it,
man, 3 for 3.
Yeah, I got a beard, but I'm not a supporter. You on your own, baby.
Next.
She like, next me.
What's that Tinder thing? Swipe.
Yeah, she swiped me. All right, so look, this is a little, you know, it's a little topic. Everybody feel different about this, but I want to know, I mean, how important is sex in a relationship?
It's up there.
It's up there?
It's up there. Definitely over 50%.
Like, over 50?
That's in like 85.
85. So like other 50 is that important?
The time that I talk to you and cuddle with you. The rest go to basketball. But back to sex, about 85. I feel like sex, a relationship without sex is not a relationship. Because he going to leave. I'm going to leave.
You going to leave?
Let him go back to you trying to friends on me. You feel me? I got no friends. I got brothers. That's all I need for real. Okay. I don't need no female friends.
So sex is it's do or die.
It's do or
no
die.
Sex, no relationship.
Don't flip a coin with me.
No sex, no relationship with you. So it ain't no wait till don't we married, none of that. Twin is not that guy.
But after college, I'm going to settle down.
Man. After college, you're going to settle down?
Settle down.
I'm happy to hear that, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
Until then.
So what are your thoughts, kid?
We're going to save me for last, percentage? Man. We're going to save me for last.
I mean, mine's over 50.
Yours over 50. Yes. So look, all right, let me ask you this, Calvin.
What's important, though? When he asked you, what's important to you?
Like, you feel me? Like, how important is it?
Is it a necessity?
So if it's no, like, real talk, if it's no sex, is it no relationship?
I mean, I wouldn't say, yeah.
I mean, how many times a week we talking?
Hypothetical situation. Your gal hit you up like none for a month. What's the next course of action for you, Calvin?
We wasn't know.
How do you react to that?
This 50 finna go up to 70.
Oh, my God.
Now we out of here, you feel me?
Okay, that's when the relationship, though. When she cut you off for a month, you can't go a month without sex?
I feel like.
That's terrible.
That's a whole.
That's terrible, Atlanta Casey.
Yeah, so why is it?
We looking
at
30
that's
to 21 days.
Why is she trying to go a month? Why are we dying?
That means she's not interested no more. If you go a whole 30 days, and ain't nobody
you go a whole 30 days, that means you ain't even interested anymore.
That's a good point. But okay, so what do you think about
the female perspective?
Okay,
she even
all right, that's real. So, okay, Sizzle, how important do you think sex is in a relationship?
Very.
So
it's
very high.
Money
is the top. Money is the most important thing in a relationship. Okay.
Shelter.
Support. Money. And money. Yeah, okay.
Then
support.
You gotta get it in.
Money.
On a regular.
Then you got to get it in. On a regular. So cases, what's regular for you?
That's what I need to know.
We don't love seeing.
Week basis.
You need about 5 times a week.
5 times a week.
That's like 5 years.
It's a job, it's ladies and gentlemen.
So, fellas, K Sizzles, only looking for somebody supportive. Don't care how Scotty body you is. You just got to be supportive, have a little money to you, and be willing to perform 5 times a week.
When she gets off work.
So she's still independent. So look, man, K-Sizzle, we going to put K-Sizzle on somebody before the end of this little radio show here. Something's going to happen. Okay, me, I feel like, of course, you know, of course sex is important, man, because like, but it's always that double standard, like, oh, you only want me for the sex. But I mean, it's like, You don't see somebody and be like, ooh, I would love to just talk to her all the time and never do anything physical with her ever. Like, you don't say that shit.
No.
When a guy sees a woman that's attractive, it's like, yeah, that's the first thing that's the first thing that pops in my head.
Well, when I see a girl, you feel me? More girl be like, you just saw me and you looked at me and you want me. But, you feel me?
I feel like if you want
a girl, you're going to look at her from the outside, then you're going to get to know her inside.
Exactly. It's got to have that physical attraction first.
And all that.
That's real. That is real. You got to have that first.
See, I ain't all not shit. I got. Like,
okay.
I wish I could see my hair right now. Y'all see how much shit I got.
Yeah, nah. Twin ain't shit. Twin ain't never been shit, but Twin has never changed. That's why I still fuck with Twin, man. Me, I feel like, yeah, sex is pivotal. But like, it's stupid important.
So what's your percentage in sex right now?
Percentage. Like, sex is as important as the relationship itself, if you ask me.
So what you're saying is good sex, a good relationship, bad sex, bad relationship.
I feel like
no sex, no relationship. That's what you're saying?
I feel like if you're not having sex with your girlfriend, that's not your girlfriend. Y'all just friends. Y'all just cool. Y'all just friends that kiss on the mouth.
Touché.
That's all y'all are.
Touché.
That's it.
I mean,
I'm just saying, bro. Like, I can't do that way to marry stuff because it's like, man, what if what if y'all get married, then y'all start exploring that field, and it's like y'all ain't into the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? And y'all ain't budging. Y'all ain't, you know what I'm talking about? That'd be terrible. You'd have to get a divorce. That shit's expensive. I hope you got a prenup. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that shit would just get crazy. Oh, man. We accepting calls right now, too, if you want to put your input in. I really want to hear this. I really want to hear it, too. I want to hear the different opinions on how important sex is in a relationship. Cause I feel like it's no such thing as a platonic relationship. Like, you can't have that, bro.
Yeah. Some people wait for marriage, though. Hey, shout out.
I'm not trying to disrespect nobody's beliefs. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, you know, hey, you handle that. You be all you can be, man. What you got here? Twin got a little tidbit of information for me.
Some people think, like, sex is overrated in relationships. But others think there are many reasons why sex is important with your spouse.
True.
Here go five reasons.
Okay, five reasons. One. They say it connects you. This is one of the most obvious reasons why sex is important, I think. Of course, being intimate with one another is going to bring you two closer, for sure. The simple fact that you are seeing each other naked is enough to bring you closer. Okay, where are we getting this information from? This is some good shit. All right, stress release. That's true. You live longer. Oh, having one orgasm a day can keep the doctor away. Ah, so you might need to bump your number up to 7 times a week, Jason. 5 might not be enough. MK, we got MK on line 1. MK, what's up? Talk to me.
I don't
really
like, damn.
Oh, my bad. Look, I ain't know how long you been waiting on the phone, mommy. Look, my bad. MK, what's up? Talk to me. Thank you for calling Locks Talk Radio.
First off, twin, fuck you. Next.
Okay.
Okay. Next. My opinion is on a relationship with sex, I think it should be 60-40. I don't think it's important, but I don't think it's that important. You're not going to die if you don't get
We just read that an orgasm a day keep the doctor away.
You live longer if you have it every day.
It does say you live longer.
It really says you live longer.
And it's good exercise. You're burning calories.
And it's good exercise. 144 calories per half an hour. You feel me? So I give it, I mean.
I feel like, you know what? Masturbate.
I couldn't hear you. Okay, say it again.
I said, you wanted that bad every single day. Masturbate. You got hands too.
Oh, this is getting petty. All right, but look, we're gonna keep venturing on into this and just done. Stay ready, pimp. Not yet done. Not yet, but just stay ready. All right. Let's talk about this then. So what kind of regiment would you like to have your man on? So would you let him get it every day or no?
No, not every day.
Really? Because I feel like
you my area out. I don't want to be all stressed out and wrinkly and stuff.
Okay, I hear you. MK, we're gonna put you on hold for 1 minute. We're gonna take Sequoia. Is that how you say that on line 4?
Okay.
Sequoia, hey. Thank you for calling Locks Talk Radio. What up, though? So are you calling to, you going to talk about it, the topic? Like?
Not really. I want you to talk about your question on the radio.
You want me to ask a question?
Yeah.
For sure. What's up?
What do you consider a hoe?
What do you consider a hoe? Thank you so much. Twin's over here stretching. Twin is stretching. This is his area of expertise, I do believe. Okay. Ooh, Sequoia, that's a wonderful question. And we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get you off the line so you can hear us talk about this.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Get her out of here, Don. Okay, we got Sleep and Oasis. I see y'all. We're not gonna get to y'all right now, but I see y'all on there. We want to discuss this real quick. Twin, what's a hoe to you?
A hoe is like a bucket.
A bucket.
You know, and a bucket gonna be a bucket.
Okay.
Like, it don't matter what you do, that hoe never gonna close.
Let's cater to the lamest here though, Twin. Let's
That's lots to talk about.
That's lots talk. Let's cater to the lamest. Let's let them know what the real English definition is.
What I'm trying to say is if I hit him. And he hit her.
Okay.
He got to hear.
Okay, so you, just, if she so if she easy, if she Scotty body.
It's easy, you feel me? It's just like.
So how many in one question, day? How
you
many?
You ain't even got to ask sometime.
Word. They know? Just like you enough.
Just like you enough.
Okay. Well, that just sounds like a giver to me. That doesn't sound like her. It just sounds like a giver.
No, that's a whole watching. But okay. Thing, bless my whole.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How many different sexual partners do they have to have in one day to be considered a hoe?
I feel like if you do like 5 in 2 weeks, maybe 6 in 2 weeks.
Yeah. 5 different people in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I feel like then you a whole bucket.
You a bucket.
You take about 2 off of that, a whole bucket.
Three, you just a regular bucket.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. We're going to take some calls in, man. we got Sleep online, too.
What's up?
What's up, Sleep? Thank you for calling Locks Talk Radio. Pimp, what you got to say, man?
Man, nothing much. I'm trying to talk about what y'all
talking
about.
Okay, talk about it.
Look, see, this is what I'm talking about. We needed somebody like you calling the show, man.
No, to me, a hoe is not, you know what I'm saying, not somebody that only has like a few sex partners. Now, everybody hoes to everybody, you know what I'm saying? A hoe is somebody that I can hit, my nigga Twin can hit, Kid can hit, everybody can hit. We can just say, hey, bro, you ain't even got to try. You can hit. That's what I say a hoe is. You fucking like 2 people every day.
You like off the handshake, so like hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
Bam. Okay.
Here's my Snapchat. Yeah. We don't even get numbers out no more.
We don't ask for numbers. You got to get that Snapchat. Okay then, Sleep, man. I appreciate you calling, dog. Is anything? You got a question for Sleep? Okay.
Yeah, Sleep.
All right.
Sleep. Who went out of Superman and Batman?
Batman, dude. What the fuck?
My dog. Man, thank you, Sleep. Thank you, Sleep.
I should have cut him off when I had done.
Thank you for calling, Sleep.
That the director
get him out of here. Let's get Oasis on the line. On line 3, Oasis. Oasis, you there? All right. Well, since Oasis ain't there, get her out of here, Don. Get her out of here, Don. She's out of there. Got the word from Don himself. Don is my hitman, if y'all don't know. Don is my engineer. So whenever y'all get to acting crazy, I should have cut old girl off earlier talking about if she sucked and she need her feet. That look, that we let that go too far.
I
apologize.
Why I can't just be like,
but I got Don on call, so don't think y'all can come up here and get crazy and don't think I ain't going to sick Don on you. That's what he here for. All good. Oh, and he's damn good at it. All right, so we don't have anybody else online? We can't bring nobody over? Oh, wait. Okay, Oasis dropped off. Oasis, man, if you're listening, call back. We'd love to hear from you. We would love to hear from you. You said Sarah? No, don't accept that one. I know who Sarah is. Don't accept that one.
Accept it, Dan. I feel like...
Nah, bro, don't. No.
Don't. How we gonna get some like followers, bro, if we just deny it, people? Oh,
don't accept that call, Don.
Yeah.
All right, then. So, look. All right, good. We are good to go. We are back rolling. What is it? Okay, get my Aisha on line 1. Let's get my Aisha to call in.
I get dope, man.
Oh, I'm dope. What up?
What up, dog?
What is dope? Loretta want me to ask you,
don't do that shit, man.
Man, chill out.
Y'all good over there?
Well, good talking to you, my agent. Call okay. Back
when y'all get that. Yeah, it sounds like they was
settled.
Sound like they was in a little bit of a squabble there. All right, man. Look, we only got about 5 minutes left, man. We need to get these people called in. Okay, but since we only got 5 minutes left, we might as well go on to the last topic of the day. I know that y'all have seen Cat Williams on the internet wilding. What drug is he taking to make him walk up and just steal off on people? Like when he swung on Kenfolk on stage at the little birthday bash, whatever, I was like, all right, that can happen. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be at the club sometimes. Y'all, man, look here.
But he was in there doing push-ups, though. Why was he rocking?
Why was he rocking before he?
Like, he's out with a double duck.
Like he was waiting to get into the double dutch. Yeah, he was.
And then he got beat up. It's like,
yeah, he got whooped. But I mean, I don't know, bro. I guess when you under that kind of pressure, you know what I'm saying? It's only so much stuff to calm your nerves. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, at Locks and Love, we don't do all that talking. You do all that talking and get whooped. We ain't never going to let that shit down.
Yeah, we never going to let it down. I want to talk about when Cat Williams got choked out by that sixth grader or seventh grader.
He in the seventh grade.
If you watch the video, the comedian Cat Williams stole off on a kid, right? Stole off on him. The kid turned his head and he punched him in the face.
Why still on a kid? You grown kid. Man with but millions look, of hey, dollars.
But didn't drop him. We got Alexis on line one. Alexis, thank you for calling Locks Talk Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
I feel like sex is important, but it's not. You shouldn't be having sex five times a week, because what else do you have in that relationship?
Very interesting.
Sex is only like maybe 3-4 hours out of the day you're probably going to waste.
Damn, you having sex for 3-4 hours out the day? Goodness gracious.
If you're going to do it more than once a day, perhaps.
Three or four hours, though.
Damn, y'all late.
You monster, you. Calvin is a madman, ladies. Ladies, y'all need to get at Calvin.
Y'all crazy. Me, I used to be like that back in the day, but now I'm just running done. I'm out of there. You mean, man, this is somebody else? Okay.
But that is true, Alexis. What else do you have in relationship? I guess.
I mean, in a relationship, you're supposed to establish the fact that what you guys have in common, especially if you're trying to further the relationship. Like, if you just want to have sex all the time, then y'all might as well be friends with benefits. But if you're trying to further that relationship, then sex is just not going to cut it, because what else are they bringing to the table?
You sound like the type of girl that's going to put a man on hold for 30 days. You sound like that woman.
Okay, but look, we're meeting new walks of people. And I appreciate you calling in. But look, you strike a very good point, Alexis, and that is something to think about for sure.
Okay. First, you shouldn't, to me, me and my boyfriend, we have sex regularly. I like sex.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now you talk. I went here.
That's very good.
Is it just good for our relationship? No, not all the time.
Well, Alexis, thank you for calling in. We got Courtney on line too. Don, get Alexis out of here. We got Courtney on line too. Courtney, can you hear me?
Yay.
Courtney, what's up? Talk to me. Thank you for calling Locks Talk Radio.
I think Cat Williams on some steroids was for him, because he just punched
him.
Steroids?
Oh, he would have gotten that kid.
He on that mojo.
Yeah, he tripping on that joke.
Cat Williams on that legal weed, for sure. He must be on probation.
Then he got choked out.
He
asked the woman that came to help her, tell me that's your child.
He said, tell me that's your kid.
Tell me that's your child. Like, what you got going, bro? You paid. Like, your life's straight, and you over here tripping.
But I got another question.
What's up?
Why do men cheat on faithful women?
Okay. Let's. I don't want to throw nobody under the bus.
That's vice versa, though.
Let's speak hypothetically, gentlemen.
Hypothetically,
why would a man cheat on a faithful woman?
All right. So, look, women do the same thing, but I'm going to tell you something that we say at Lawson. They ain't shit. They ain't never been shit. And they ain't never going to be shit. That's just how it is. They cheat one time, they going to cheat again.
But she's faithful, though. So, let's talk about.
She's faithful.
Hypothetically.
Shit. Never met one of
those. It just depends. Hypothetical. You've never met a faithful woman ever. Okay. That's real. Let me handle this one, fellas. Let me see what's up with this. Why would men cheat on a faithful woman? I mean, you have to really look into that relationship. Just because she's not sleeping with other people don't mean she not in there dogging him, treating him bad, you know, talking about him, emasculating him. You know what I'm saying? And y'all might not have that connection. You feel me? Maybe that would be the best thing for y'all just to, you know, break that off. But that's what I personally feel like. It's got to be something internal. Because just because she not cheating don't mean she the perfect girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? Just because she's not cheating, that don't mean she giving them something. You feel me?
And she might be paying all the bills. So he might be trying to hide it. You know what I'm saying? She might be paying the bills at the home.
But most important, she might just not be supportive of his dreams. You feel me? And he might find something else. That is.
And it's all about connection, man. I believe in that connection. Who we kicked off? We kicked
Alexa,
off
Alexa. Yes, we did kick you.
Courtney, thank you for calling. Don, get out of here. We got Jay on line one. I think this might be the last call of the night, too. Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Jay from an undisclosed location. What's up, man?
From an undisclosed location. Jay, my dog. What's going on, Jay?
Man, just trying to go over all the little topics, you know, just hit all of them real quick, right? Whatever.
For sure. Talk to me.
On the most recent one with Cat, you know, Buddy bipolar, right? He got a little mental thing, so you mix that and the coke. You know, you got a deadly and combination.
See, I thought it was coke too, Jay.
We all said it was cocaine. It had to be. But yeah, that's a bad combination for sure.
Yeah. As far as the sex thing goes, sex is very important in a relationship.
Right.
Like, I say about 65% at least. Like, without sex, you know, the relationship can go down or whatever the case may be. It helps keep things afloat, you know what I'm saying? It's like a life preserve in a bad time. So.
Right.
On the Batman Superman tip, Batman.
My dog.
Come on.
All right, what would you do if you said you touch on Trump?
Oh, on Trump, man.
If Trump gets elected, what you doing?
I'ma just have to hope you become the baddest assassin, man. People don't assassin.
You feel me? My dog Jay. Oh man. Hey Jay, man. We appreciate you calling, dog.
All good.
We finna wrap this show up, man. Don, get my dog Jay out of here for me one time, man. All right, man. Well, look, this has been the first episode of Locks Talk Radio, man. I appreciate everybody that called in, that just listened in. You know, it all goes appreciated, man. I thank y'all for sharing these laughs with us, and I hope you come back for many weeks to come to share multiple laughs with us. And I'm going to let Don take us out with a little track from 50 Cent. I'm the man. You know I'm the man. We're going to let that track play the show out, man. Thank y'all for listening.
Nigga, we ain't have nothing. Every ghetto, I know the same. We tryna make a little change. Preacher man come around talking. I don't wanna hear, keep walking. I'ma put the powder in the pot. Whip it till I'm pulling off a lot. Imagine when I pull it off the lot. The new shit come without a top. Once I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Hey, came in the game getting money. Flip chicks, whip, get money. Niggas get to playing with the money. Click bang for the money, shit change over money. They love to see a nigga on the bottom. Catch a come up, gotta keep it on the low. A nigga plug, bless a nigga with a hoe. Wanna break the bitch down in the 36 hoes. Look at here, bitch, I'm A-OK. Shawty won't fuck with me. Strippin', you the jiggin', and lady, she gon' hit my line. We ain't gon' waste no time. She suckin' and we fuckin' like she need me. But she make a bankroll easy. All the light in the room from the TV. We gettin' it on, then I'm gone. It's the type of shit that a nigga be on. Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. I'll fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. I'm a bona fide grade A hustler. Hey, one day when it can't touch you. Nigga like me, I be with the shit. Try and stick me, I'ma get you hit.
Yeah, you know just how I get down. Bad bitches around, they smoking and they drinking, and I'm thinking it could all work out. Seen your bitch back blown out. It's never nothing personal, believe me. Fuck around, your bitch don't wanna leave me. She talking about taking flights tonight. When I'm out of town, not around, she want me to fly in to put it down. Snuck to a real nigga, had that ass flying in first class, cause you seem to be regular, she don't want nothing regular. Turn me on when she talks Spanish, that fat ass, you know I wanna get with it, so later let's get it. Too much on my mind right now, I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now, bitch I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now, better get in line right now. Fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. What? You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. Hey. You know I'm the man. What? Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. What? You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. What? You know I'm the man.